Welcome to Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of your life. This program is brought to you by Hidden with Christ Ministries of Tustin, California. Now, here's Rita with Keys to Victorious Christian Living.
Hello, friends. This week I want to share with you about the subject of intimacy with God and the things that will hinder us from intimacy with God. In the book of Luke, you will remember the story of Jesus entering the temple and being so grieved when he saw it filled with money changers and people making a marketplace of the temple, selling doves for sacrifices. He quotes the Old Testament when he says in Luke 19:46, "It is written, 'My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.'" And I often wonder how many of us as Christians have made the temple of God a house of thieves. We know now in the New Testament, we are told the spirit of every true believer is the house of prayer, is that temple of the Holy Spirit. We see this in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16. We are told very plainly, we are that temple of the Holy Spirit. And yet many people have allowed the temple to be overrun with things that are defiling, with things that have made it a den of thieves. God wants us to commune with Him, to have intimate fellowship with Him in that house of prayer, in the temple itself. And it's your spirit man where the Holy Spirit has taken up residence if you're a born-again believer. It's that place where God dwells. We know that we are three-part beings. We live in a body. We have a soul, which is our mind and our will and our emotions. And we have a spirit. And that spirit part of us is the part that makes us alive. It's the part that when Adam was created and he was a perfectly made being, all his parts of his anatomy were in order. And yet it's when God breathed that breath of life or the spirit of life into Adam is when he became a living person. And it's that spirit man that you and I both have that is the place the Holy Spirit dwells inside or where he resides or takes up residence. It makes us the temple of God. And it's in that temple that God wants to have communion with you or fellowship or intimacy with you. And the word intimacy is very simple. It means to be personal and familiar and close with. And God wants to be close to you. He wants to be familiar with you. He wants you familiar with Him. He wants to have that personal relationship. And yet many Christians still see God as a faraway God. And they long to have a closer relationship or to have the intimacy that people talk about. And yet they don't know how to get there. And they don't realize that there are things that are literally hindering them from having that intimacy with God. But God desires and wants, and it's His will for you to enjoy His presence, His fellowship in your own spirit. Has your spirit become that den of thieves where intimacy with God has been stolen or robbed from you? You know, it's Satan's goal to rob you of intimacy with God. Jesus said in John 10:10 that the thief comes only to steal and to kill and to destroy. And he'll steal your time with God if you'll let him. He'll steal your joy about the Lord if you'll let him. He'll rob you and he'll try to destroy everything about your life. And yet God longs and it's his will for you and for me to enjoy His presence, His fellowship, His personal, intimate acquaintance. How do we come into that place where we can enjoy intimacy with God? We are told in Psalm 100, verse 2, a very practical way of coming into the presence of God. And it says very simply, come before His presence with singing. And then in verse 4, it says, enter His gates with thanksgiving. And those are two very practical applications for us in order to come into the presence of God. Perhaps you feel you're far from God, and yet you know that you're born again, and yet you have not experienced that closeness you've longed for. Maybe you've heard preachers preach about it, read about it in books, but you still cannot seem to get close to God. Let me recommend this scriptural solution. Come before His presence with singing. The Lord responds to our response to Him. And when you sing to the Lord, and maybe you don't consider yourself a singer and you'd never consider just singing out, but God would be so pleased. Humbling of ourselves and singing unto the Lord is a way that we can draw near to God. And in James chapter 4, verse 8, we are instructed to draw near to God. And then the scripture goes on to say, He will draw near to you. If that's your heart's desire to experience intimacy, closeness, fellowship, the sense of God's presence near you, then draw near to God, and He'll draw near to you. And you can do that by coming before His presence with singing. Get yourself in a private place, maybe in your bedroom, maybe in your car. Turn on some worshipful music that's singing directly to God, not songs about God. Many songs today in Christian circles are songs about God, and those have their place to encourage other people to consider the great attributes of God. But when you want to come before His presence with singing, you need to be singing to God. You need to be lifting up praise that's directed to God, talking directly to Him in song. And this opens up an avenue of direct communication with the Lord, and that intimacy you long for can come to pass. So come before His presence with singing, as it says in Psalm 100, verse 2. Get yourself alone with the Lord. Begin to sing to Him. If you need to sing along with some praise music, then do that. But you can sing a new song or a song that's just from your own heart to the Lord. And by doing that, you can come before His presence with singing. And then verse 4 gives us further instruction that's excellent to also enter God's presence. And it says this, enter His gates with thanksgiving. We live in a culture that seems to be so often void of a thankful spirit or an attitude of gratitude. And yet God says to come into His presence, to enter His gates, we need to do so with or through the vehicle of thanksgiving. You know, in the United States, the institution of the holiday called Thanksgiving, which is drawing quite near this week, was started hundreds of years ago for the purpose of expressing thanks to God Almighty for the great things that He's done for this nation and for the people of this nation individually. And yet, in our culture, this has become more of just a holiday which gives people a few days off where they can get together or go on a vacation, perhaps get together with friends or family. And yet the focus that it is to be directed towards God seems to have been lost in many parts of our society. And yet I want to encourage you, this issue of giving of thanks to God is critical in order for you to maintain a relationship of intimacy with God. Are you thankful every single day to God? If you feel you're not comfortable or confident how to get close to God, then do these two things. Come before His presence with singing praises to God just by yourself. Then enter His gates with thanksgiving. Begin to recount to God the very things you are thankful for that He has done in your life, that He has done for your family, that He has done for you personally. Begin to recount to God these wonderful things for which you are thankful. And this draws the presence of God towards you. As James said, draw near to God, and the response of God will be, He will draw near to you. If you want to increase your intimacy level with God, be sure that you understand that you are the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that you need to come into His presence, singing praises to Him, and entering His gates with thanksgiving, giving words and prayers of thanks to God. That's a good start in beginning to increase your intimacy with the Lord. Don't let your spirit, the place where God dwells, become a den of thieves where intimacy with God has been stolen because you have not nurtured a grateful heart or because you rarely come just to praise God. It has to be more than just on Sunday when you sing with your church family. It needs to be a personal experience every single day, and you will see your intimacy with God increase. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. God longs for you to come into His presence because in His presence is fullness of joy. Have a victorious week. Thank you so much for listening. I would just love to hear from you if this broadcast has been a blessing in your life. And if you will call or write to me, I will send you two of my free monthly teaching pamphlets. In these pamphlets, I write each month about a down-to-earth subject that will help you in your daily walk with the Lord. It's a practical teaching that you can also share with a friend to whom it may also be a blessing, which is why I send you two copies. Won't you call or write to me today and request these free teaching pamphlets? You can contact us on our toll-free number or write to us at the address that will be mentioned in just a moment. Or if you have internet access, be sure to contact us through our website. Thanks again for listening. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Have a victorious week.
Thanks for joining us today for Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. If you would like to support this ministry, please write to us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. That's P.O. Box 3267, Tustin, California, 92781. Visit our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com, where you may order tapes or submit a prayer request. Or call us at toll-free 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, thanks for joining us for Keys to Victorious Christian Living.